I'm the worst one. I'm the one they keep in the back of the underground cells. All the way here in the back. In the dark. Lucky you, you get to attend me today, Doctor. As you walk through the dark, damp corridor, you hear something light and almost musical. Like bells. And then you realise it's my voice. I'm reciting the Lord's Prayer, but something's wrong. I'm not reciting the Lord's Prayer. I'm repeating it. I'm almost out of breath, but my voice is growing more and more frantic. It isn't until I'm roaring and grunting, desperate to get out the last few lines, do you realise that I'm defiling myself like this. I let out a low laugh, hearing your shoes clicking and echoing on the stone floor before the large cell door unlocks and opens with a loud squeal. Inside the cell, a mole splayed limbs, wagging tongue and glistening cunt, still throbbing from my blasphemous orgasm. And I see you swallow. Are you afraid? Seeing a woman happy and in pleasure is rather terrifying, isn't it, Doctor? I guess that's one of the reasons why I'm in here. You wrestle me into irons, and your brute strength makes me fantasize about what a competent lover you would be. Has anyone taught you yet? Put that posh body to good use? Bet you've never had a whore like me, though. Maybe one day I'll show you. Maybe one day you'll savour just a little piece of my filth. You drag me by the arm, stone-faced despite the sweat and feminine sex coating my nakedness. I struggle, but not to get away. I just want a piece of you. Didn't they tell you, Doctor? They call me an infomaniac. But I, and so many others, have known me by much more appropriate titles. Like cock whore. So where are you taking me? The others have tried taking me to the chapel, but you've seen what prayer does to me. That, and getting down on my knees, brings back so many delicious memories. Yes, even in a church. There's no God that can heal me of the pulsing addiction between my legs, Doctor. The hydrotherapy room. You'd love to make me your Magdalene mermaid, wouldn't you, Doctor? Slipping your hands over my curves and in between my soft folds. You pervert. You're supposed to be cleaning the filth out of my head, not my cunt. You may have a fancy job, but does that really set you apart from everyone else? My little surprise as we pass the tubs. No baths for the dirty girl today. In this far corner of the tiled room is a hook hanging just out of reach. You lift my wrist so that the chain connecting them slips over the hook, and I'm almost on my tiptoe with the rest of my debauched meat structure over my body. In the flickering light, I can make out something large and metallic under your arm. I barely make out what it is before, too late. You pull down the lever and I'm assaulted by an army of frozen needles. My body tenses and I scream. The water is cold. Impossibly cold, soon numbing every inch she comes into contact with. Just when I think I'm completely numb, you take a step around me and shock my skin all over again. Yet my cunt is still hot, still throbbing and desperate to be felt. I think about you, your wide shoulders, your strong arms and capable hands. My mind wanders to what you must be hiding under that uniform. My hole clenches tightly with how badly I want to fuck you. I hate you. But finally the water stops and I can breathe again. You snap on a glove and approach me, and I'm shocked by your latex fingers exploring my sex. I melt into your touch, but they withdraw as quickly as they entered. You rub your fingers together in front of my face, examining my wetness. I can tell you're angry. You slap me hard across the face, leaving a streak of my own juices across my cheek. And it's all I can do not to laugh. You leave my sight, and I want to cry. Damn you. Your return fills me with hope and anguish. The anguish taken over as I see the strong, thin shaft of the cane in your hand. The wood swishes through the air and bites into the goosebumps covering my thighs and ass. You strike me over and over through my tears until my skin breaks. After I falter and I'm dangling by the wrist, you have to unclasp them. And I'm now a sobbing mess on the cold tile floor. You crouch in front of me, ready to treat my wounds, and put your contrite little patient back in her cell, leaving you to victoriously record the success of your treatment in my file. My tear-stained face tilts up to look at you, and there are only two words that I can think to say. Everything else would be meaningless. Fuck me. It feels like a defeat. I hate you. But I also know it's a victory. My wanton nature can't be beaten out of me. My lips melt into a sheepish grin, and I see you quake with anger before you snatch me up by the arm. My eyes stay low, focused on the shiny black shoes marching furiously away from our previous scene as I try to keep up with you. What will you do with me now? A door flies open, and I'm flung onto a cold metal examination table. I don't have a chance to struggle before the thick leather straps are buckled into place and around my wrists. My thighs and ankles given the same treatment in this widespread stirrups. I try to wrestle out of my own bones, but all I can do is pitiful thrusts, my hips in the air without reserve. You stare at me from between my legs, the already painful need. And my pussy surges until I can't help but let out a little whimper. Our eyes lock, challenging each other, holding our intense gaze until I hear your pants sliding off your waist. My eyes widen as your manhood stabs into my cunt, deliciously stretching me a little too wide, and you stay there for a moment, allowing us to really feel where we stop and end before withdrawing to the tip. With a grunt, you viciously thrust into me over and over again, bottoming out every time. My back arches and I throw my head back, nearly howling in ecstasy. This is exactly what my body craved, what I needed, dear doctor. Don't hold back. Let it hurt. I need it to hurt. Let me take your violence, doctor. I see now that your darkness matches mine so well. No need for pretense anymore. I won't tell. I promise I'll be good. You won't last much longer. I can tell. You're pounding me so viciously, your breath short and raspy. Your fingers are bound to leave bruises with how firmly they're digging into my thin flesh-covered hips. Your climax arrives punctured by your low growl and your lust thrust push you load into me. We start locking together as we catch our breaths, and you regain your composure. Once again, you're a refined education man of logic, and I'm still a mad woman, said Dane to her doctor. I watch your milky cum dribble out of my hot, well-fought gash with a high-pitched laugh. I've known for a long time that I'm deranged. A cum whore. A whore. A cock sleeve. A rape doll. A back-alley bitch. Fuck me. But now I know, Doctor. Now I know that I'm a hopeless case. But that's okay. I'll still happily take your treatment anytime, anywhere, only as an injection, or if you're feeling really adventurous, we can go for a suppository.